This morning's first scripture reading is from Psalm 34, verses 1 through 8. I will bless the Lord at all times. God's praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt God's name together. I sought the Lord, and the Lord answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Look to God and be radiant, so your faces shall never be ashamed. This poor soul cried and was heard by the Lord and was saved from every trouble. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who revere God and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are those who take refuge in the Lord. The second reading is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. Jesus and the disciples came to Jericho. As all of them, along with a large crowd, were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When Bartimaeus heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Many sternly ordered Bartimaeus to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stood still and said, call him here. And they called the blind man, saying to him, take heart, get up, Jesus is calling you. So throwing off his cloak, Bartimaeus sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, what do you want me to do for you? Bartimaeus said to Jesus, my teacher, let me see again. Jesus said to him, go, your faith has made you well. Immediately, Bartimaeus regained his sight and followed Jesus on the way. God's word for God's people.
God is still speaking.
Bartimaeus was bold. Bartimaeus lived the phrase, go for it. Bartimaeus was not about to let this chance to get close to Jesus pass him by. So he cried out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Many of those traveling with Jesus, as the story tells us, perhaps even some of Jesus' disciples, essentially told Bartimaeus to shut up. But bold Bartimaeus refused to be silenced by the crowd. Bold Bartimaeus cried out loudly and repeatedly so Jesus would hear him. Faith is not always quiet. Faith is not always respectable. Faith is not timid. Faith is not passive. Sometimes our cries of faith are pretty in your face. Jesus, have mercy on me. Bartimaeus, bold, insistent, loud Bartimaeus, got Jesus' attention. So Jesus stopped and had someone call Bartimaeus to come on over. Take heart. Get up. Jesus is calling you. That's all Bartimaeus needed. Threw off his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Now Bartimaeus' boldness was a full body experience. A bold voice became a series of bold gestures, throwing off one's cloak. More than likely the only cloak he owned, he was a blind beggar. Sprang to his feet and bolted over to be near Jesus. Boldly drawing near to Jesus. Then Jesus said to Bartimaeus, What do you want me to do for you? There's that question again. It's a question that surfaces in three of our four Gospels, including the time when Jesus asked two of his disciples, James and John, that very same question. Perhaps you remember it from last Sunday's Gospel reading. What do you want me to do for you? Now, as a blind beggar, we can imagine Bartimaeus may have answered that question in a variety of ways. Give me some food to eat. Give me a new cloak, or many new cloaks. Grant me to sit at either your right or left hand in glory. Give me a dry, safe place to sleep. Give me all the money I need to care for myself. Yet, not surprisingly, Bartimaeus boldly chooses this answer. My teacher, let me see again. What do you want me to do for you? I don't know about you, but this question haunts me. What do you want me to do for you? In this season of our life together, in these days that seem to be accelerating toward a momentous general election for our nation and a momentous vote by two congregations discerning God's future for their mission and ministry in this time and place, and in this season of our life together, as our journey as people and pastor moves deeper into its 10th year, can you believe that? Has it really been 10 years? Well, my gray hairs, I probably have 10 more years of gray hair, but that's okay. Yet we also know that this shared journey of ours will conclude in 8 months. In this season of our life together, I believe Jesus is asking us, what do you want me to do for you? What do we want from Jesus? Do we want Jesus to continue to extend God's extravagant welcome further than we can even possibly imagine? Do we want Jesus to take us deeper into the study of our Bible? Do we want Jesus to push us to better care for God's good creation, even as it cries out in extremis at every turn? Do we want Jesus to help us name and hold our grief? Do we want Jesus to lead us deeper into prayer that opens our hearts, opens our eyes, opens our minds to the needs of one another and all of God's children? Do we want Jesus to claim us anew and give us even bolder hearts and voices and actions for justice and peace and for bringing a bit more of God's kingdom to life here on earth? Do we want Jesus to teach us new ways of sharing our faith with one another? Do we want Jesus to comfort us, to challenge us, to leave us alone, to guide us, to accompany us? What do we want from Jesus? And I wonder if, instead of only seeing discipleship and in turn, stewardship of our many assets, individually and as a congregation, as the process or time or spiritual practice of exploring or discerning what God wants us to give back, I wonder if perhaps by spending time in prayer and reflection for these 28 days until our congregational vote, centering on what we want from Jesus, we might more readily see what Jesus needs from us to begin to move us boldly into the future God is already shaping for us. For as Jeremiah prophesied so many centuries ago, "For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope." I do believe Jesus wants us, as the writer of the New Testament book we call Hebrews implored, to take heart, get up, and fearlessly, confidently, and boldly draw near to the throne of grace. For I also believe when we do that, when we are bold enough and clear enough to ask Jesus what we want Jesus to do for us, then and perhaps most fully then, or even only then, may we receive God's mercy and find grace to help us in good time for every need. Even here, and even now. And so we pray, may it be so. Good and gracious and loving God, may it be so.